Hello and welcome everybody to this week's SEC Modcast. I'm Harry from CCAS and I'll be giving you all the latest this week in SEC change. In this episode, we'll be talking you through our upcoming consultations, a last call for attendance for an ad hoc working group meeting next week, some modification proposals that have been approved, and the changes made to a new version of the SEC which came into effect last week. So like mentioned last week, we have an ad hoc working group meeting to remind you about, which is SEC MP46, allow DNOs to control electric vehicle chargers connected to smart meter infrastructure. We will be having a meeting on this next week on the 19th of November 2020. At this meeting, we will be looking to agree some of the principles that will need to be included in the DACUSA, as well as a closer look at the business case and if compensation and penalties should apply where a DNO is left with no option but to use the solution. As with all of our meetings, if you wish to attend, you must email us at sec.change@gemserve.com and receive a direct invitation. More information can be found on the mod proposal webpage. We also have the following consultation, which is being prepared for the coming week, which is MP111 SMDA budget amendments. If this mod proposal is accepted by the panel this week, it will be heading out for a modification report consultation, where respondents will help inform on whether the mod proposal should be approved or rejected before it is taken to the change board. Next, we have an updated version of the SEC which came into effect on the 6th of November 2020 to implement a modification to SEC Appendix AK, SEC Variation Testing Approach Document for SMETS 1 services, which was made by the DCC. You can download the individual SEC documents from the SEC and Supporting Documents section of our website or via CodeWorks. And finally, we can confirm that following the referral windows closing on MP90, incorporation of non-GBCS non-mandated alerts into the SEC, and MP142, clarification to the MMC last week, the decision to approve these modification proposals now stand. MP142 will be implemented as part of a November 2020 SEC release later this month, and MP90 will be implemented as part of a November 2021 SEC release next year. More information is available on the modifications webpages, and if you have any questions on these, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. And that's it for this week's episode. As usual, we will be posting a new modcast to the SEC website every week. And if you have any requests for what you want us to cover, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. So thank you very much for tuning into the modcast. I've been Harry from CCAS, and I'll see you soon.